Hey, beautiful people, it's Christmas time. And even if Christmas isn't totally your jam, Christmas is about love. And surely we can all get behind that. It's week 8 in my 8-week series, Stress Less, Meditate More, the Holiday Edition. Today we are going to fill ourselves up to the top with love, spread it all around, give it to everyone we can think of, even ourselves. So let's meditate and explore together. Meditation, WTF.
Welcome to Meditation WTF, a podcast about meditation for people living in the real world. And now your host, the stress therapist, Sherry Augustine Flake.
Hey, beautiful people. Today we're going to fill ourselves up to the tip top with love, 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 and more love. And as cheesy as it sounds, I'm loving it. It's about to be Christmas time. So this is going to be a very, very quick meditation. I don't want you to use the length of the podcast to blow it off. It's a busy time of year, but it's also a beautiful time of year. And even if Christmas isn't your thing and it's not a part of your religious belief, it's kind of cool when it is for a lot of people on this earth, because it ends up being this holy time where there's a bunch of love in the ether that you can just gobble up. That's what I try to do. So even if it's not something that I normally practice, if it's a holy time of year where a bunch of people somewhere in the world are celebrating and worshiping and filling themselves up with this Holy Spirit or love or Susie or Patsy or the earth or the universe or whatever you call it, I want a piece of that, man. I want some of that. So today I'm going to do a completely guided meditation. You're not going to be alone for a silent part. It's a big deal, but you do need to pay close attention because I'm going to show you metta meditation, which is loving kindness meditation, where we take all of this love that we can muster up and we shoot it out. And then we bring it in, baby. We're going to bring it in. Now, it's really, really easy to love lovely people. Okay? That's easy. We might be loving some people that aren't so easy to love. But it feels good anyway. Love feels good regardless. So let's do this. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait. Come on and meditate with me, baby. A moment to find a lovely space, a comfortable place, a relaxing environment where you're sitting up and alert, but settled in and calm. All you have to do is listen. All you have to do is listen and just give it a shot. The wonderful thing about metta meditation, loving kindness meditation, Maitri, is that it always feels good. It always feels good, and that is the name of the game. So once you're settled in and feeling comfy and cozy, let's take a deep breath in your nose and release it out of your mouth. And again, breathe in your nose and out of your mouth. And one last time, breathing in your nose and out of your mouth. And allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm. Allow your breath to go wherever your brain decides your breath needs to be. And you just notice it. You don't have to change it. It's just right. Noticing your breath. In your mind's eye, I want you to bring to mind a creature, a being, a loved one, a person that you love, that's easy to love. I mean, close to 100% of the time when this lovely being comes to your mind, you're filled with love. See them in your mind's eye. Allow yourself to feel what it feels like to be near them. Breathe in the essence of them that brings you this happy, happy, loving emotion. And send them loving kindness. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. Now allow someone to come to mind that you might not know very well at all. Perhaps you see them at a place that you frequent. It's a neighbor that you've only seen and just waved at. You may not know their name, but they just come into your life at times. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. Now allow someone to come to mind that you do know. Perhaps you have a small or big grievance with them, disagreement. Maybe your feelings towards them just aren't that good for whatever reason. Bring this person to mind. This person, like you, is connected to all other things. There's so much good available in this person. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. Now in your mind's eye, think of someone in your life that really needs some love right now. maybe healing. Maybe this person just needs a little love and concern and intention their way. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. Now in your mind's eye, I want you to think of someone who has passed on. A being, a person, a creature that was in your life and now has transitioned. Maybe you miss them. Maybe thinking of them, there are a lot of emotions. And maybe, from wherever they are, you can still send them love. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live this new life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. Now, perhaps you can bring your entire neighborhood to mind. Every human, every dog and cat and pet, every squirrel, every fish, every little creature and human that lives in your neighborhood. May you all be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. And now imagine a giant picture of the whole beautiful round green and blue and white earth, suspended in blackness and space. And as you breathe in and fill up with love, send it to the whole earth. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live your life with ease, at peace. And now bring all this love that you have created, all of this beautiful metta, and shine it inward to your own beautiful self. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live my life with ease, at peace. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live my life with ease, at peace. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live my life with ease, at peace. And now take a moment to just luxuriate in all this love that you have created. Feel what it feels like to send and receive love. You are alive on this beautiful earth, and love is here for you, with you, all around you. Enjoy. Take a deep, deep breath in your nose now. And release out of your mouth. Then another deep breath in your nose. And out of your mouth. One last time in your nose. And release out of your mouth. Taking a moment just to spend some last beautiful loving moments with your own beautiful self. And when you're ready, you can open your lovely eyes. Oh my goodness, I hope you are filled to the very tip top with loving kindness. For everyone, for the whole world, and certainly for your beautiful self. And maybe from now on, you could consider, may you be happy, may you be healthy, and may you live your life with ease, at peace, the next time you're washing your hands. Because it's a hell of a lot better than happy birthday, which I won't get into it, but I think it's one of the worst songs ever written. I mean, everybody starts it so low and so slowly. Okay, so maybe I did get into it a little bit. But anyway, that's what we do at our house anyway. When we wash our hands, we fill ourselves up with beautiful metta and send it out into the ether and universe and to all sentient beings. I hope you have a magical Christmas. I hope you have a beautiful Christmas, and I hope Christmas is lovely for you, even if it's something that you don't normally celebrate or get into. I still hope that you have a beautiful and merry, merry Christmas. I love you. I truly do. And so, in that spirit, I'm not going to leave you hanging at the end of the year on December 28th. I'm going to give you a bonus week to my 8-week series / 9-week series, Stress Less, Meditate More, the Holiday Edition. We're going to be discussing joy and happiness. There's sincerely nothing better, and far be it for me to say what the meaning of life is, but I think we're here to experience joy. So let's do it. And when the new year starts, we are going to be making meditation habitual, and that's going to be our agenda for the first few months. I cannot wait. I will see you next week when we fill to the top with joy. Have a lovely, lovely day.